What about the patient who presents with a synchronous primary metastatic disease to the liver?
Years ago, the patient that came in was stage 4 disease that had an asymptomatic primary and had stage 4 disease, often would undergo a primary resection of the primary tumor. I think that now with the advances in the use of the chemotherapy agents we have available, these patients, particularly if they have a totally asymptomatic primary, I think they are best treated with systemic chemotherapy. And if they get a good response to their treatment, then to move on to resection of their disease. Now, we do a lot of synchronous resections of liver disease and their primary tumors, and with good expertise for both areas, we can safely do it with the minimal morbidity and good long-term results. And so we are advocates of synchronous resections in patients that we think will tolerate it well. Patients that have solitary metastases, we will often move forward to synchronous resections first and then their adjuvant therapy after. But a significant number of patients will have a larger volume disease, and if they have an asymptomatic primary, I'm a strong advocate of systemic chemotherapy first, and if they get a good response, then move on to surgery at a later date.
What are you generally seeing in the primary when these patients get systemic disease?
That's a good question. I've been amazed at the number of instances where I have seen total resolution of the primary itself. And so very often after they've had the systemic chemotherapy and they've had a good response and their liver lesions have shrunk, I'll see them back and I'll re-scope them and I can't find the site of the primary. And so they do get a good response in many of these instances to the primary tumor itself. In other instances, they get significant shrinkage of the interluminal component, but we still see some abnormalities there. And so it makes a case, I think, for patients that you're going to treat with systemic chemotherapy. It may make good sense to tattoo the area prior to so you know exactly where it was at the time. There have been instances where I've seen total responses. I can't identify where the primary was. And when we go to resect their disease in the liver, if I can't identify the site, in some instances I've not done a resection where the primary was.
Because you're not sure where it is?
That's right, because I'm not sure exactly where it was. Sometimes you have to do a much more extended resection to incorporate that area. And if they have no evidence of disease in the primary site and they have pretty significant disease that you're going to resect within the liver, then in some instances we'll just proceed with the liver resection and leave the primary site intact.
That issue always comes up in breast cancer and the question of what to do with the primary in a patient who has metastatic disease. And oncologists tend to view the primary as just another lesion that they're following in a palliative manner. Does that analogy apply here?
Yeah, I think that certainly in the patient that has very extensive liver disease that is amenable to resection, perhaps partial ablation, maybe pump therapy, and their limiting factor with their survival is likely going to be their liver, and if they have a complete response in their primary, then I think it's not unreasonable to not subject them to a separate colon resection when the limiting factor is going to be their distant disease.